And finally, we wrap up this official Raiders podcast with the voice of the San Diego Chargers. We welcome Josh Lewin. And Josh, let's begin. First off, what an opportunity here for the Raiders as they're trying to clinch a playoff spot. But what's going on with the Chargers? I'm reading about 17 players on injured reserve. Is it that bad?
Yeah, actually, it's worse. I'll give you an update. Brandon Flowers is on now, so you can grow it to 18. And, yeah, you know, and actually, if you include the guys that they, you know, injury settled with way back in preseason and whatnot, it's in the low 20s. So, you know, it's just silly how many injuries there have been. And I know that everybody's going to say, well, it's just making excuses. But it's legit. You know, I mean, they're without pretty much all of their weapons except for Phillip Rivers. And, you know, even Phillip would be the first to admit he's tried to be the hero, you know, too many times, and it just hasn't worked out. He's throwing to people who aren't open. And, you know, 5-8 is not where they want him to be, but hopefully they still got enough danger in him to give the Raiders a run for their money.
You know, Josh, through about 9 or 10 games, the backstory on this team was the best team in football with a sub-500 record, because there were several games, I think you'd admit at least 2 or 3, that the Chargers were in and actually should have won comfortably and found a way to lose, but we're not hearing that story anymore. Is it because of all the injuries and the backups and the struggles in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I mean, you've got, and actually, you know, I mean, those first, really, I mean, not to be an apologist, but of those first 7 losses, literally all 7 of them, you know, they had a chance to win, and 6 of them they really should have won. I mean, the only one that was reasonably legit is an actual loss with 8 points down at Denver. And in that one, you know, shoot, they dropped 3 pick sixes in that game. So even that one you can say they should have had. So, yeah, you know, that narrative seems a little old now just because they went to Carolina and laid an egg. I mean, they just, you know, they were not in that game, and that's not a good Carolina team right now. So they're fading. They're just kind of, you know, flickering right now, trying to stay reasonably relevant. And, you know, they're going to have all they can handle against the Raiders for sure.
Josh Lewin's our guest, the voice of the Chargers. Now, I look at the stats heading into this game. You got to be looking at it. The Raiders still have the 30th total defense. They're 26th in rush defense and 27th in pass defense. And the Chargers and Phillip Rivers got to believe, if they have a chance in this game, that they're going to throw it all over the place, just try to attack the Raiders downfield, because that's what the opponents have been trying to do, find the weakness in the Raiders secondary and attack it.
Yeah, and Rivers has had a lot of success against the Raiders before. I mean, he always seems to have a 300 or even 400 game against them. And, you know, this is one of those games that cries out for, you know, give me either Keenan Allen or Danny Woodhead. You know, I mean, give me either the scat back or the guy that runs the crossing route. And I think that they would put up a lot of points. But, you know, Melvin Gordon's unlikely to play. I mean, you've really got no running back that you trust right now. The offensive line is actually the healthiest unit, but they've been terrible. So, you know, I'd say puncher's chance, probably the cliche that you go with, because if they can hit a couple of big plays deep, you know, Tyrell Williams and the spirit of what Malcolm Floyd used to do to the Raiders, he's got kind of that same build and same ability. You know, that's certainly a portal to hang in there and get things done. But they just turned the ball over too many times, JT. I mean, it's 30 times. It's 18 in the fourth quarter alone. The Raiders have 9 turnovers all year. You know, the Chargers have twice that many in the fourth quarter.
How concerned should the Raiders be with Hunter Henry and Antonio Gates with their inability to cover the tight end? I mean, they're getting better, and the Raiders are making plays in the fourth quarter on defense to close some of these teams out there, but they still struggle matching up and covering athletic tight ends. Talk about the tight ends for the Chargers.
Well, they'd love to feed Antonio Gates. So he's 2 touchdowns away from tying Tony Gonzalez for the all-time record for tight ends. And you're right. I mean, if there's you know, a way to fatten them up and get closer to that record, or even grab the record, you know, the Raiders, the way they have struggled against tight ends, you think that that's something they could do, not only to win a game, but to try to give the fans a little goose, you know, and see if Antonio can actually get in the end zone a couple times in that one afternoon. But Hunter Henry's a guy I think has been underutilized, quite honestly. And I mean, when they really wound him up and let him go earlier in the season, he looked like Tyler Eifert. And, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know if he's completely healthy and they're just not talking about it, but, you know, for whatever reason, he just doesn't have a lot of looks in the last seven or eight games, and I think he's a real talent.
Josh, what's your assessment of the Raiders to see the turnaround for them and the play of Carr for most of the year until that struggle with the game against Kansas City on Thursday night? They've been running it well. They have Crabtree and Cooper. Khalil Mack's one of the best defenders in all of football. Assess the Raiders from your point of view.
Well, they're super impressive, and as much as Charger fans love to hate on Raider fans and vice versa, you know, to me, when the Raiders are good, it's good for the league. It really is, you know, I mean, because people either love them or they hate them. And when they're an afterthought, you know, when they're irrelevant, it's no good. You know, I mean, the Charger fans, when the Chargers were good, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and the Raiders were winning 4 games every year, it kind of lost its luster. It's like, so it's the Raiders. Who cares? Well, everybody cares about the Raiders now. And they put together a hell of a team, and they're finding ways to win the close games. That's exactly the opposite of what the Chargers have been all about. They find a way to lose them. And, you know, if you took the logo off the helmets and just said, okay, this is a random team, what do you think of them? You'd say, I love this team. But, you know, because of the logo, San Diego fans are not exactly going to be like that.
We're wrapping it up with Josh Lewin. Finally, how is Philip Rivers handling this? Because that's a guy I know. Sunday, when I'm there, when I see you, he will storm out of that tunnel ready to play because he loves this rivalry. He wants to beat the Raiders as much as anybody. Mentally, how has Rivers been handling this season, especially all the talk off the football field?
Yeah, he's okay. I mean, he's just got no supporting cast. And, you know, I think you'll see it on his face and with his body language how frustrated he gets during the games. I mean, he'll never say anything about how, you know, how bare the cupboard is right now. It's just not his way. But it's got to eat at him, you know. I mean, and he is kind of trying to be the hero lately, trying to make plays he's not able to make. And, you know, that's because the cupboard is pretty bare right now. All those guys on IR, and they just don't have the weaponry to compete. So, you know, Philip will compete. There's no question. And if anybody can figure out a way to MacGyver a win out of the whole thing, it's Philip Rivers.
Finally, you on a personal note, how many jobs do you have now? It's tough to keep up with you. Tell me specifically what you are doing today and how many other gigs you have in other sports.
Well, I'm looking into selling Amway. If that comes open, I'd love to jump in and do that too. No, I got it's the UCLA football and basketball, and basketball has just been amazing. I mean, they're so much fun. The Chargers and the Mets. So it's 3 gigs, and I love them all. You know, at some point, one ball might have to drop if I just get completely exhausted. But right now, everything's fine. I got 3 good bosses, and when there are conflicts, we work them out. And you know, I got no plans to slow down because I love what I do.
Congratulations for your success. I'll see you on Sunday.
Oh, you're the best, buddy. See you soon.